I'm Michelle Kitch, and I'm the administrator for Kingston Mencap, but I also manage the centre. We've just acquired the Searchlight Community Centre, so I coordinate all the bookings and activities that happen here. We have lots of different local charities that use our centre, so I can coordinate that, and I also run two of Kingston Mencap's clubs, Seekers Club on Monday night and the drop-in on a Saturday lunchtime.
And what does Kingston Mencap do?
Kingston Mencap is completely independent from Royal Mencap. We're affiliated to them, but we don't receive any funding from them. So we have lots of fundraising events, such as we've just recently taken part in the Dragon Boat Race, where a few of our members and volunteers raced against other dragon boats from local areas. We have a regular fundraising disco every year. And we also, as John said earlier, we organise trips for our members as well. And as he said, we just recently had a great trip to Southampton Golf Club where we had lunch and then had a tour around the local area.
What's the goal of Kingston Mencap?
Our goal is to support our members and their families. We run workshops. We've got one coming up next week on housing and decision making. But we also want to enrich their lives by running lots of activities. Like today we've got yoga, a new yoga session happening, and that's for families. So everyone will take part. We've also got a life skills session starting today. We took on the centre so that it would have a safe place to just come to and spend time with friends and volunteers. And we, as I said, we also run clubs, so there's lots of activities for our members to do.
Tell us about your members and any issues that they face.
We have about 150 members, and some of the members come along to the clubs independently, and some of them need support to come along to the clubs. Some live in supported living and others live in housing accommodation. And some of the issues that our members face, I think the main issue is transport really. So at Seekers Club on a Monday night, we actually hire a bus, and we, our chairman Peter, travels around the area picking our members up, and then he drops them home again, the ones that can't make it here without support.
Can you describe the impact that the Mencap clubs are having on the community in Kingston?
I've only been doing this job a year. I've been working with Kingston Mencap for about 9 years running the drop-in, but the feedback I've had is that people are really impressed at how much there is that we're doing now. I mean, we've got clubs running during the day as well. Activities. And we're working closely with the YMCA Inclusive Life Project. So a lot of our clubs for our members are free during the day with the YMCA. And the yoga we're running today is funded by Love Kingston. So I think the impact on our members, and also you don't need to be a member of Kingston Mencap to use or come to our clubs, is that I'm hoping that we are supporting them with having basically much more to do, and also we're focused on health and well-being as well. So a lot of what we run is, you know, health and well-being, looking after mental health. So I'm hoping that has a big impact.
What are some of the issues or challenges you face as an organisation?
I think we're aware that obviously we're competing with there's a lot of charities asking for money. So, I mean, we're lucky because people fully support our fundraising events and activities. But communication is still a challenge. Especially I'm the administrator, and actually getting the word out to everyone. I always worry that there are people out there isolated who I'm not reaching. So that, for me, I want everyone to know what amazing things are happening here.
So you mentioned working in partnership with the YMCA. Do you work in partnerships with other organisations?
We do. We've started to do a lot more. We work with HFT. We've got a football team, so HFT and Kingston Men Cap occasionally get together and play against other local teams. We've been working with Involve on what we're calling our PMLD Big Day Out, which is a day specifically for people with profound multiple learning disabilities. And we've been working with EcoOp as well, which is another local charity. So yes, we have been. But the YMCA have really put on some great courses for our members.
What would you like to achieve in the future?
I mean, we've taken on the centre, the Searchlight Community Centre, and our ideal would be to have all the activities run by charities, and just somewhere, it's already happening, but somewhere where people can just drop in, and you know, we're a friendly organisation, they can just drop in, and if they need to talk or if they want to find some information out, we're there for them.